Hi, Adal. How was the show?
It was Hello and Welcome to Rock Talk with Rebecca Rush. Rebecca Rush, a comic, and she is very much excited about trying to get better at being a person.
Oh, okay. And she also wanted to talk about rock and roll?
No. Rocks, crystals.
Oh, geological formations.
Right. And how they resonate, the vibrations.
Oh, okay.
And It was all very exciting. I told her at length about the Clyde Ashcraft Memorial Quartz dig off Owley Road in Arkansas in Mount Ida, and how, because there's nothing to do. I was telling her that, you know, because there's nothing to do on Owley Road.
Yeah, there's not a lot going on out there.
Which is nice, because you can really catch up.
That's right. You can catch up on some reading. You can catch up on some quartz crystal mining.
And some sleep.
And so,
but each day I would take a walk
horseback
down
to the
I did that horseback ride in the one time.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling her about that, the rock, essentially the store, and you could go quartz mining.
Mm-hmm.
And then I brought my rocks over and I showed her the different rocks that I had purchased, because I felt bad because I would make that walk. And then I would just essentially wander there. You know, when you walk into a store and you want to buy something?
You browse and you find a thing that
Wasn't mined in Arkansas. But some of it was, but it was all very pretty.
Right.
And so she was telling me how she likes vibrational stuff. And essentially, she's looking for answers. And a lot of those answers can be found in a self-help book about rocks.
Okay.
And about meditation.
Did she have any specific sort of methodology for how she used the rocks? She balanced them on her forehead while she...
She said that my amethyst one could do directional stuff on your body.
Okay.
And she said that soapstone, which has a real name, was good for stomach aches. And I've had the stomach ache.
You have had the stomach aches. Were you supposed to eat it?
No, I'm just supposed to put it on my belly.
Oh, I see.
Live it up. Have a soapstone on your belly.
All right.
But it was fascinating, and she was...
You can get your navel pierced, you can just hang it there all the time.
Nope. But in other news, this is going to be one of those episodes, I'm pretty sure, that some people are going to be like, no, I don't like rocks. And then other people...
Safe space, people.
Total safe space. Dork Forest, safe space.
That's right.
And other people are going to be like, well, thank God. Because she had a lot of books that she recommended, which were kind of cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so people can follow up.
Mm-hmm.